Welcome! You're listening to Information and Conversation about Network Marketing, where you become an industry insider. You'll learn the skills, strategies, insights, and step-by-step techniques you need to get on the fast track to network marketing success. And now your host, entrepreneur, author, coach, and network marketing enthusiast, Dale Moreau.
Welcome, welcome everyone to the 10th podcast, What to Do About Your Job When It Feels Like a Tube of Toothpaste with Everything Squeezed Out of It. I thank you for tuning in out of your busy day today. Dale Moreau here, your friendly host with the most in tips, tricks, strategies, and techniques making network marketing work for you. Well, now, what about your job when it no longer makes you happy and fulfills you? Well, there's no other way to say it, so I'm just going to kind of throw it out there. You hate your job. In fact, most Americans do hate their job. Your stomach is in knots, dreading getting up each morning, making the commute to work in rush hour traffic, feeling like you were trudging through cement. You get there and your day begins with mundane tasks. In fact, the boss may or may not be in a good mood, depending upon the night before if he had bad Mexican food. And at the end of the day, you are drained with no energy left in you. In fact, you hate the drive back home once again in rush hour traffic, wishing you had a sledgehammer to silence all the honking and traffic noise. And you feel like a tube of toothpaste that your kids left on the bathroom vanity, all used up and nothing more to squeeze out. Now, does that picture actually describe your job? In fact, you feel your job no longer gives you satisfaction, and the feeling of being fulfilled leaves a negative impact on your overall outlook and attitude. And you feel like if you can just hold on to that miserable job for the next 30 years, you will have security and income for life. Well, that brings me up to point number one. Acknowledge there is no job security. Now, some of you are probably saying, well, none of those descriptions actually describes my job. I have job security and I love my job. Okay, that's fair enough. Here is what job security and loving your job is all about. Your bills are going up year after year. You've got electricity, gas, the doctor, grocery bills, prices rising, and what happens to your paycheck? It doesn't rise. In fact, you finally go to your boss and you ask for a raise. And the excuse from the boss for not giving you the raise is this: sorry, times being what they are, we can't afford giving you a raise. But hey, if it helps, I will bring you up for a plaque on the wall being the great employee that you are. I don't know how we could ever get along without you. Now, if that is job security, it sucks. Did you know that 20% of the sick days taken by employees occur on Monday, with another 32% of sick days taken on Friday? That is an absenteeism of 52% each week. And most absenteeism is because they hate their jobs. And the most common phrase around the office, according to Forbes magazine, is, "How is your job search?" Looking around the parking lot for cars on Monday and Friday, realizing the parking lot is empty, gives a hint of how bad it is among employees about their jobs. This brings up point number two, why most people with jobs are broke. Now, the most common answer is to blame it on somebody else. I'm broke because my mom and dad did not teach the skills of handling money. Or I broke because the school I went to did not teach on how to become rich in steps 1, 2, 3. And a classic one in today's environment is this: I'm broke because of the political climate. The Democrats got in or the Republicans won. and the excuses around politics pile up. Well, that is called the blame game, and Americans are really good at it. So how do I actually become wealthy? It's simple, my friend. You become wealthy by earning more than you take in. The key to creating wealth is skills, and this is important. With skills, you can earn a fortune making you rich. With a job, you make a wage earning you a living. And let me repeat that once more with feeling. With skills, you can earn a fortune making you rich. With a job, you make a wage earning you a living. And skills are something that you cannot be lost or you can lose through some misfortune, such as the stock market going bad or bad investments or lending it out to a deadbeat neighbor. Assets such as stocks, money in the bank, and property can easily be lost. But real wealth comes from the assets that skill brings, and it can help us create an absolute wealth of fortune for us. One skill is to realize working a job is limiting to your salary and time. In fact, your time away from your daughter's recital, our son's football game, due to work, is a job that sucks. And what skills do, it frees you from the job and into being an asset where others pay you. Now, where is this, all this leading? Well, I'm glad you asked, because I'm about to tell you. This is step number three, or point number three. Network marketing gives you the skills of making a fortune without the drudgery of being mentally and physically drained by a vampire, blood-sucking boss or job. And it can do that part-time, 12 to 15 hours a week. You say, well, I talked to so-and-so who is flat broke on his butt, and he told me that network marketing will rob you blind and make you broke. Well, let's see the logic of that statement. Would you take driving lessons from someone who didn't know how to drive? How about lessons on swimming from a person who can't swim and sinks like a rock in water? So why would you take advice of someone who is dead broke with no skills and no way of escaping his plight of a job? Well, the beauty of network marketing is there is a system in place to train you with the skills of success, making you a fortune and not a wage earning you a living. Take advice from someone who has actually made it, working 12 to 15 hours a week and is living the dream because he has learned skills from a system in place by network marketing. And I invite you to join me, teaming up with me and growing an organization based on skills, making you a fortune and not earning you a wage. Now, I hope that you enjoyed this podcast on what to do about your job when it no longer brings you satisfaction. And I want to thank you, listeners, for taking the time out of your day for this podcast. And I invite you to join with me in building an empire. Email me at dale@dalemoreau.net. And this is Dale Moreau, your host, with food for thought and insights into network marketing, making it work for you, signing off, hoping to see you on the better side of success.
You've been listening to information and conversation about network marketing with Dale Moreau. For more tips and tricks and to enroll in one of Dale's elite coaching and training programs, visit dalemoreau.net. Whether you're learning the basics or refining your niche skills, you'll find the tools and resources you need to become a network marketing leader. Thanks for tuning in. See you again next time.